Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello there, my very good friends. Before I dive into today's wrestling news, this is going to be very spoiler heavy for AEW Double or Nothing. If you've not seen that show yet, you might want to put this one on pause until you have. But there you go. Fair warning. On this video, we are going to talk about the real reason for a certain title change on last night's pay-per-view. We're also going to talk about the big AEW name who is seemingly set for some time off after Double or Nothing. And after that, an even bigger name seemingly got injured on the pay-per-view. And we'll wrap things up with just some great news from one of AEW's power couples. I'm Andy, this is The News, and we're going to kick things off by talking about Toni Storm and Jamie Hayter and things. So this was one of the big talking points coming out of the show. It was Toni Storm beating Jamie Hayter to become AEW Women's World Champion once again in about 3 minutes. Jamie kind of got a bit squished here, a little bit squashed. It wasn't a full-on, like, one-sided shellacking or whatever. It wasn't a burial or anything like that. The story reason and the real reason, the same thing for this short defeat. Obviously, the Outcasts have been targeting Jamie's injured arm. That was the story of the match. Hayter was jumped on the ramp when she was coming down to the ring by the Outcasts. That meant she never really stood much of a chance. That and the injury. She couldn't get anything going in the match was the story. And in the end, she succumbed to Toni Storm. Yeah, in about 3 minutes. Interferences, exposed turnbuckles, referee stuff, just shenanigans across the board. But it was a pretty controversial decision because Jamie's really popular. She's had a pretty good title reign. And people are like, hey, what happened here? Well, she's injured. That's what happened there. Fightful Select coming through with a few notes on this afterwards, noting that Jamie's injury is legit and there were concerns she wouldn't actually be able to compete at Double or Nothing. As a result, AEW set this up as this kind of match a while ago, several days ago, in fact, when it was clear that Hayter wouldn't be able to wrestle a full-on match with Toni Storm. She's expected, however, to remain in a top-level push whenever she comes to the ring. So, yeah, I mean, returns to the ring, sorry. So, yeah, personally, bummer for me. This was the match I was most looking forward to on the card. Thought it could have been absolutely sick. But what are you going to do when someone's injured? There's absolutely nothing aside from stripping of them of the title and going down that route. But we've already been down that route in this division, obviously last year when Thunder Rosa unfortunately got hurt. So maybe this is a better option. Also, it fits the Outcasts playbook of just winning by being cheating scumbags and all of that stuff. Also, it sets Jamie up a bit down the road. She can do the whole redemption arc. Say, hey, you took advantage of me when I was injured, you dastardly heels. I'm coming back to win the belt. If she's healthy by All In, that would be a great place to do it. And home soil, sensational stuff across the board. But yeah, I mean, total bummer way for the title reign to come to an end. But when people are injured, what you got to do? You got to improvise, and that's what happens. We're going to move on now to the top star set for some time off after AEW Double or Nothing. Bit of a spoiler there. There's Chris Statlander. She came back and she's the TBS champion. What? Things occurred on this show. But if you're wondering about Jade Cargill, what she's doing next after losing to Statlander, she's taking some time off, it seems. Fightful Select again coming through with the scoop, noting that this has been planned for a while, actually. Statlander coming back and taking the belt from Jade. Jade will be taking time off soon, if not immediately, and when she comes back, she'll have a personality shift. Maybe a new character, something like that. Statlander, who's been injured for freaking ages, has been back on the road recently, training in the ring, all of that good stuff. And she beat Jade in like a quick flash match last night. Jade had just beaten Taya Valkyrie in her 60th win, 60-0. Mark Sterling got on the mic and just signed the death warrant of this title reign by going, "There's no one left. We'll face anyone at any time, any place, but there's no one left." Well, Chris Statlander was left. She came back and she won the belt. So, hey, there you go. Great to see Statlander back. Of course, Jade taking some time off. Probably going to be quite good to refresh that character a little bit. Personally, I'd still like to see her go on a tour of Japan. But I don't think Jade Cargill gives a damn about stuff like that. Yeah, I really enjoyed this. And if you want more of what we enjoyed at Double or Nothing, obviously, Ups and Downs from Simon Miller coming to you in just a few short hours after this one. I'll have some star ratings later on today as well. So plenty of content for you guys to nibble on. Watch out for the feed. Okay, let's move on to our next story of the day. Oh, there's Jade again. Forgot to click the thing. But there you go, MJF. He might have been injured at Double or Nothing. He was successful in defending that belt, the Triple B, in the main event, Pillars match. Darby Allin, Sammy Guevara, Jack Perry, you know the drill. Great match. More on that later. But yeah, MJF seems to have hurt his forearm when he and Darby Allin did like a top rope powerbomb spot. He screamed rather loudly when they did the spot in the match, and it sounds like Darby landed on him on the way down. MJF spoke about it on the post-show media scrum, which, by the way, we've got his footage on the channel right now. Check it out. Spoke about it. The forearm was taped up, and he spoke about not caring about his forearm being F-U-C-K-E-D. Anyway, he went off on one about wrestling fans not really caring about the talents and their well-beings and so forth and so forth and so forth. Obviously, we hope that MJF isn't too badly hurt and that he doesn't need to take too long out of the ring, if any time whatsoever. But he does keep a sparse in-ring schedule. MJF, he's not out there wrestling every 2 weeks or 1 week or whatever. He kind of keeps that lesser schedule that preserves the appearances, keeps them special, makes them feel like more of an occasion. It's proper top champion stuff. And he spoke about that a little bit in the media scrum as well, yeah. So, great match for the World Championship. Again, my thoughts on that will be in the star ratings video a little bit later on. Simon Miller's with a live audience and all that stuff will be in the ups and downs video. Also, good taste in podcasts, MJF. Just saying, if you know, you know. Watch the media scrum. It's a good time across the board. After MJF, I keep messing this thing up. What am I doing? I'm an idiot. Let's just go with some wholly positive news. Not people taking time off or getting injured or whatever. Boom! Sammy Guevara and Ty Mello are having a kid. This is lovely stuff. They announced their pregnancy during Sammy's entrance for the aforementioned Four Pillars match for the AEW World Championship. I just grunted there. What? Where did that come from? I must have been possessed by a demon. Anyway, Sammy brought back the cue card gimmick, the old thing he used to do during his entrances, particularly in the pandemic era, for the announcement. Him and Ty, there you go. They've been married for a while now, of course. And this is just lovely stuff, isn't it? It's just really nice, warming, heartwarming news. Ty has been out of the ring for a while. She's been injured and stuff. But now, obviously, she'll be taking some more time away to prepare for the arrival of their child. It'll be their first child together. Of course, hey, it's just great news. And it's a really nice note to end the stories for this video on. I think, Double or Nothing gave us a lot to talk about, for sure. Lots going on. Couple of title changes there, as we've discussed. A couple of successful retentions as well. And interesting show, going head-to-head with NXT last night, of course. And hey, if you're wondering where the NXT coverage is, look out for a little something that I might have cooking up for tomorrow. I think you're going to enjoy that one. But yeah, busy weekend of pro wrestling comes to a close. We had Night of Champions on Saturday. We had NXT, AEW last night. Tonight, it's straight back on the boat with Raw. I'm sure something big will happen on that show after Seth the Chef became WWE World Heavyweight Champion and all of that. Keep it coming, baby. Keep it coming. I'm sure Phil Brooks will be up to some kind of chaos later in the week. You can always rely on that guy to be an absolute scamp. But hey, we'll be here every step of the way. And we've got a bunch of cool stuff coming over the next few days. Especially today. I mean, today is going to be absolute mayhem, guys. Just strap in. Glue yourselves to YouTube because we've got you covered. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me for another of these solo news videos. Last of these for a little while, thank goodness. Adam's back tomorrow. I'll get rid of this piece of junk for the occasion. But yeah, it's been real. I've been Andy. I'll see you later. You can follow me on Twitter if you really want. The H stands for holy moly. I need some rest. But yeah, cheers. Bye. See you later.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.